produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This radio program is produced by Caleb Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Tandwe Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa. And the name of our program is called Uncede on a Ndizanati. This show is produced by Caleb Padgett. And welcome to the broadcast today. It is the day that the Lord has made. Therefore, we will worship, we will praise Him, we will be glad that we are in it. Unkulunkulu muhle, unkulunkulu mkhulu. God has done it again. Usigcinile kuze kwaba la. It's a day, it's a brand new day. Siphilile. Asibiki ihlaba, unkulunkulu uhamba nathi malanga wonke. Lord, we thank you for this hour, we thank you for this day. Unkulunkulu akehlulwa ilutho bazalwane. Ngiyanibingelela ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu. Remember, for the past week, we've been talking about the subject, the servanthood. Ngicela sikontinue ngayo even today. You know, servanthood, it's when you lay down your life to do the will of unkulunkulu for your life. You serve God. If you remember, masiqala unyaka, I had said ukuthi siba ku test. You know, that scripture that we read, masithi, let your light shine. Matthew 5, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and they glorify the Father. It's almost like it's a continuation of that scripture, but in a different topic, yes, servanthood. Because unyaka musha, 2020, we have made our decisions to do new things in this year, or we are continuing with the plans that we've always had over the years. But the whole subject now, it's servanthood. As we let our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify unkulunkulu. That is servanthood. Servanthood, it's about working for God on this earth. Whether you're a teacher, whether you're a dancer, you're a preacher, you're an architect, you're a musician, whichever kind of work that you do, you are serving your nation. That is servanthood. Servanthood. So we continue with our topic here, servanthood. And can we pray? Then we'll go to scripture for Esa Namhlanje. Baba egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu, we welcome you in this show. We thank you for being with us all day long. We thank you for being with us all year long. We thank you for being with us every day, every month, every week. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us to serve you. Lord, you have said it in your word, those who desire to serve are the ones that need to serve first. In the bush, in the matenge, in the mata. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us that whosoever when for greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Baba, in the bush, in the malagenge, in the bush. Unkulunkulu ngahlulwa ilutho, unkulunkulu uyimanga, unkulunkulu nguThixo. Ekuseni mintambama, sibize igama lakho, igama eliphezu kwawo wonke amagama. Kuwo wonke umlaleli kule show, Lord, we pray, Lord, over their hearts, their minds, and their souls. May you teach us as we're listening through the sound of my voice. May you teach us, Lord, to do that which you have commanded us to do. Emhlabeni, Lord, may you help us, though, senze intando yakho, and serve our nations, serve our countries, serve the communities that we belong in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Bazalwane, iscripture esiqala ngaso today. It's on 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 20 to verse 22. If we have time or we are led to continue, so we'll do so. But for now, can you read 2 Timothy from chapter 2, from verse 20 to 21? I'm reading in from the NIV version. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes and some are common use. To those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Okay, let me just continue to 22. Flee the evil desire of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen, Bazalwane. The scripture yet, we are talking about servanthood, but in this case, we're talking about the analogy. In fact, Paul was talking about an analogy of a house. Within a house, there are many articles, wood, gold, silver, and clay. And all these articles are for a purpose. Some it's common use. You know, you can imagine in your house, what do you have? Itofu, you have itafula that is made up of wood. You have istofu that is made up of steel. You have a fridge that you have TV, television. All these articles are made up of different materials. And according to the Bible here, Paul is talking here about a house that has gold and silver. You know, imagine gold. Gold is pure, it's clean, it's shiny, it's very expensive. And silver is very expensive. Whilst the wood is not expensive, or clay, it's, you know, clay also breaks. So the part here is that every article in the house, it's made for a purpose. Some is good use, just some is noble, some is just ignoble purposes. So even in the house of God, some of us are, we do work that is of good purpose. Some of us, we do work that is very important. Some of, in fact, let me just say, every work in the house of God is very important, but the degrees thereof differ. What the kind of work that we do inside the house of God, same applies to the house, ekaya. It's up to us to how much do you serve in your own home, in your own home. You know, yesterday I was just in another school, and God had given me the scripture to train up a child on which they on the way that they should go, and when they are old, they do not depart from it. So I was linking it as parents train their children, but there I was talking about teachers as they train kids with subjects, mathematics, science, and all the subjects that equip them to be better accountants or better citizens in the near future. And I was just saying to them, we need engineers, we need doctors, we need people who are educated to run our country. So therefore, they must be allowed to be trained. So going back to that, the message now, Huri, how much are we prepared to let God to train us? Remember when I spoke about servanthood, that you serve in your community, you serve in your country, you serve in church, you serve everywhere you are at. You serve at home. In fact, charity begins at home. So when you serve at home, can your parents depend on you if you're still a child? Can your wife depend on you if you married? Can they depend, Hore, Moholile, you are able to provide in the house as a husband, or as a wife, are you able to be a provider as well? That's if you are an employed lady, or you are a homemaker, are you able to take care of the home as everybody is not in the house during the day or even in the evening? Can people trust you with what you are that's given to you? So the Bible talks about in the house there are articles of gold and that of silver, clay and wood, and it says, would it cleanse yourself? You know, some is for good purpose, some is just for not so good. So it depends who, when, how do you position you in this world to be used, either at home, at work, at school, and even at church. But most of all, by God, how prepared or how preparing yourself are you for God to use you? Matthew 6. 33, it reads thus. Let me just look at it quickly. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is a scripture that tells us that we should not worry about our lives, what we eat, what we wear. And it also explains that King Solomon was dressed beautifully. Even the lilies of the field are dressed beautifully, whilst the nature can be bent tomorrow, but today into, but tomorrow it springs up, the leaves sprung up and look beautiful every day. But the subject matter is that God takes care of his own. God takes us care of us as his children. So now, Bazalani, as we serve God, we need to lay down our lives for Christ, as he has done it himself. He became a servant that we may get, like, receive life and receive it to its abundance. The same applies with us, that we must allow God to train us. If you go back to the other scripture, it tells us if you cleanse yourself. In fact, years back, I listened to the preaching by Apostle Sokela. We were together on another radio station years back, and we were talking about the very same scripture on Timothy 2 verse 20, where in a large house. And he was just saying that before God uses you, you must prepare yourself and allow God to train you, and that angeke uNkulunkulu akusebenzise, for example, if you don't pray. You know, the preparation time, that is very important for any person to be used by God. So for the master to use us, though, the master, you know, you prepared for good works. Let's read Ephesians 2 verse. We'll come back to the scripture. No. But let's just read Ephesians 2 verse 10. I hope I'll find it very quickly. Let's just the page into our Bible quickly. Ephesians 2 verse 10. It says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." As it's pinned in the script, let's just repeat it. "For we are God's handiwork." When you think about handiwork, it's like we've said last week when we looked at Jeremiah 18, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. We are created to, which is servanthood, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Bazalwane, nations of this world, people of God, the Bible tells us that we are God's handiwork, prepared in advance to do good work. Like it in between, it's you created in Christ Jesus. Sabunjwa uNkulunkulu egamela ngothi uJesu ngepreparation yakhe yena uNkulunkulu to do good works, meaning to save our nation, to save our country, to serve him, uNkulunkulu, to serve him. We are born again so that we can serve Christ. For those of you who are evangelists, I would agree with me that Christ, in fact, the whole church of Jesus Christ understand that Christ Jesus is coming back. The message that is preached out there, that people must be born again. When Jesus Christ came on this earth, he said, "Repent, the kingdom of God is near." Yes, he taught the word, he preached the word, he killed the sick. At the same time, he was teaching people about repenting, because there comes a time, lazo buya kona, Jesus Christ is coming back to take ibandla lakhe. The question is, uzoba kuphi? Let's go back to Matthew 6, that we must seek. Matthew 6:33, "But seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." As a servant of God, let us depend completely on God. When you serve God, you are like a restaurant, either a restaurant servant, waiter, or restaurant owner. You take orders from your client. You take orders from those abaphethe, and you do umsebenzi abakunikeze wona. If you are a restaurant chef, you have to listen to the customer when they say they want their food well done or half done, or whichever way they need it to be done. Then you follow instruction. Jesus Christ gave us umsebenzi to do good works. We are made in his handiwork, in God's handiwork, to do the good works. What is it that you are doing at your house, at your home, in your community, including your own church? What is it that you are doing for God? What when last did God speak to you and say, "Namhlanje, this is what you are supposed to do"? How audible do we hear the voice of God in our ears or in our hearts? And how obedient are we in listening and doing the will of God? Because there's somewhere that James says, when you do the will of God, hearing and doing the will of God, it's important. Because when you hear the word of God and don't do it, you're like somebody who goes to the mirror and look at yourself, then a few minutes you forget how you look like. The word of God, it should be our mirror. In Joshua 1, he says, verse 8, "This book of the law should not depart out of your mouth. Meditate on it day and night." You know what day and night is? It's every day and every time. Think about it. Does not mean you don't work. Think about it. Observe that which it says. And do that which it says. For example, most of us, the Bible says, be slow to speak, quick to listen, slow to anger. Do you do that now? Then it says, observe to do that which it's written. Then you will have, you'll be prosperous and have good success. Servanthood. How far are we serving our nation? How far are we serving God? What position has God put you in this world to do? That is the question I will leave you with just before I do my announcement and I say my goodbyes. South Africa, people of this earth, people on these nations, umhlaba wonke, the whole world, let's start to do that which God has created us to do. Let us be servants on this earth in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word that has been shared today. We thank you for your reign. We thank you for your laughter. We thank you for your the meekness of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the teachings of your word. May you train us to become servants of God on this earth, in the communities that we live in families that you've put us in businesses and workplaces that we are placed at, in churches wherein we serve in. Baba, help us. Help us to be better parents to our kids, better brothers and sisters to our siblings, better managers and employees to our people that we work with, better ministers to the congregants, better congregants to the ministers, better servants, people who serve in government, the presidents that serve us, the managers, the doctors, the nurses, the vocations that people have chosen, may they serve with humility and meekness. May they give to you and give to their nations as though they give to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to become better people all the days. For Lord, we are your handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do lomsebenzi you've prepared before. As this house, Lord, in the kingdom of God, as this house in nations belonging in different nations, as the house, as umhlaba, because the Bible, Lord says, the earth belongs to you and everything that lives in it, and nabantu abaphila kuwona, as this house called umhlaba, may Lord we become those vessels of honor, prepared for good works. May we, Lord, be of good purpose in your hand. May your heart be joyous as you look at us. May your hands touch us with so much grace and so much love all the days of our lives, Lord Jesus. May your eyes look at us with such grace and beautiful hearts that you are doing in your will, so that nathi njengo Jesu Christ uthi kithi, this is my son, this is my daughter, on whom I am pleased with. Right now, this day, Lord, we thank you for being a good God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness on this earth, in the name that is above every other name. the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Bazalane, our announcements are as follows. As always, I've designed a package for the CDs that I sell. I'm promoting the work that I do in terms of doing motivational wellness sessions. I'll be selling CDs in packages as well this year, where you buy 15 CDs for 1,500 rands. You make an order, and way in advance, you purchase the CDs. Then we give you the CDs as a package that will offer motivation for 15 people or 20 people, even for 30 people, even if you've bought, even though you have bought 15 CDs. We're trying to promote I'm promoting my CDs. In fact, at the same time, I'm raising funds for the motivational sessions that we do, and even for just general living. And so Pastor Tandwe Nyoni, each CD normally it costs 100 rands, but if you buy 15 CDs at a go, you get free motivation for 1 hour. Terms and conditions apply. If you, wherever you are, you have to pick us up from where we are, and you provide light lunch or dinner. It depends at whatever time that you are calling us for. Maybe it could be an evening session at night or during the day. It's just up to us. We'll decide together. So the CDs cost 1,500, 15 CDs. You place the order in time. Then you pay, then we get the CDs for you, then you arrange a date for us to do the motivation for free for you and your people. It could be your family, it could be your people at work, it could be your community. It's just up to you. Then you'll tell us in advance. Then I'll give you my numbers at the end of my announcement. Then number two, the other services that we offer, Esunqede Prodigy, we offer counseling services. It's individual and couples or group family counseling. Individuals family counseling is up to you. It's 350 per session, which is an hour. Then we are available to take your call. We meet anywhere within, okay, let me say radiance of Johannesburg, because we are in Soweto for now. Then counseling is about allowing you to align yourself with your purpose on this earth and dealing with issues that have stopped you to becoming yourself in this world. So we offer counseling services. We charge 350 per session, which is 1 hour. Then, as always, Unqede Prodigy host motivational wellness sessions. This year we're hosting 3 sessions. The first one will be on the 30th of May. The second one will be on the 29th of August. The third one will be on the 28th of November. All these days will be given to you in time. And the number to call, it's 0846693615, 0846693615. We'll appreciate a WhatsApp message, or you can email us at unqede@yahoo.com. Unqede, it's UNGCEDE, unqede@yahoo.com. Thank you, Bazalani, for listening through. This is Pastor Tandwe Nyoni signing out from the United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. It has been a pleasure sitting in with you today. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Bye.
This radio program was produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.